One of the key chances in the race is Darren. It's trained by David and Ben Hayes, along with Tom Dabernick. David is online. We haven't spoken to him for ages. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
How you been, mate?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
The team is just up and going, mate.
Yes, we've had a couple of great weekends, and I think we had 17 winners last week, so it makes it easy to get up in the morning when they're racing like that.
For sure. And it tells us that over the last, I'll just say 5 years, Dave, but over the last 5 years, just how you've rebuilt the team into what you've got out of your Euroa base. It seems to be so important now, but it's working so well.
It really is. 5 years ago, we were really struggling, but I was putting all my time and energy into developing the place. And probably our stock was a bit down. Our players weren't good enough. But now we've got it. We've completed the property. All the processes are in place. We're really flowing along, and the winners have been coming out for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, no,
at a very good rate.
Yeah, well, as you say, 16 or 17 winners last week. It tells us just how strong. This horse, Darren, just seems to be in the zone off the run in Sydney and then in the 10,000.
Yeah, really good. He could have easily finished a little bit closer, got held up a little bit in traffic coming through. But barrier 5, there's a bit of give in the track. He goes on all conditions, but if it's wet, it doesn't bother him.
Yeah, it's as I just said to Bjorn, it's sort of heavy 8 this morning, probably gets to a 6 or a 7, you know, with the issues that they've had. But as long as the horses get some footing.
Yes, yes. He handled those Sydney tracks, so I think he'll handle anything.
Yeah, exactly. And you've obviously kept him up there. How's he done?
Yeah, really happy. We haven't done a lot of work with him because he's extremely fit. Just did a bit of maintenance work on Tuesday on the A grass, and he came through with flying colours, and hopefully he can hold his form.
Yeah, well, if he holds his form, he's there, isn't he? He's got to be one of the genuine chances.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I want to just, I'll get a winner for our listeners on tonight or the next few days with you in a moment, but I want to play you something from Punter's Postmortem, Dave. This was Monday morning with our form analyst from Melbourne, the good mate Dean Lester. These were some comments.
A big call. I might have seen the Melbourne Cup winner on Saturday.
Whoa.
Horse called Ventura Storm.
Nice run, wasn't it?
Lovely run, lovely horse. Put away absolutely to the day that Jeune and Atalic had their first runs in Australia. They used to run in Adelaide in the Robert A. Lee Stakes. And
get 25s.
Yeah, good. geez, a nice horse.
$26 right now, Dave. I guess you hope Dean's right.
Yeah, I agree with him. He's a horse that I think his first run in Australia was ahead of Actalax and Jerns. He's not as brilliant as those horses. They both were Group 1 horses at 1,400 metres. But I think he'd be a better stayer than them. He's got great form in England, the St. Ledger, beaten ahead. He won one of the better staying races in Europe at his last start. And then really looked the winner off a breakneck pace. So we're just backing off him. And I hope Dean's right, and I think he is.
Yeah, you know Dean's a really good judge. What do you do with him now, given that he's had the one run? Do you press on?
No. He won't be seen until probably September.
Yep.
We'll just sort of what we call freshen him up. We won't spell him. And we just keep him moving. He's a big end tire. They do better in training, but he won't do a lot of galloping for a while now.
Okay, so he'll just enjoy things off the farm?
Yeah, on the farm up here at Lindsay Park. And we went out in the paddock yesterday for the day, and he's in the water walker in the mornings for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so you've just got the beautiful facilities there that you can use. You mentioned the Everest, and of course this is a show that's heard in New South Wales and throughout, obviously, Sydney, Dave, that it's obviously in your thoughts with not only Vega Magic, but maybe a horse like Red Kirk Warrior?
Yeah, they're both, we're in discussions at the moment. I'm just talking the owners into considering sharing with one of the ticket holders. And if a deal can be done, I would love to set them for it because I know at 1,200 metres, one's won a Newmarket first up and the other one's won a Goodwood first up. So I know they're high-class sprinters and they'll produce a big one if I have them fresh enough for it.
I understand. I don't want you to... just on the slot owners, so obviously all of the slots have been sold. So you found out one of them or a couple of them or whatever, and you're negotiating with them to try and get a slot.
I haven't started negotiating, but I think there's a formula that's been done through the Pegasus in America.
Yep.
That's fair to both parties.
Yep.
And I think you just have to work out a deal between the ticket holder and the horse owner to borrow the horse for that day.
Yep.
And I suppose if you're a ticket holder and you don't, you can run a maiden if you're a ticket holder.
Yep.
But you're probably better off having a high-class Group 1 horse that can win the race and sharing the prize money than watching the prize money go by with an average horse.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, well, look, you've got two there that, as you've spelled it out, Goodwood and Newmarket first up for Redkirk Warrior and Vega Magic. If you train them that way, they're both going to be there competitive again, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Like, I know what you need to do with them to win a big race first up, and there's probably no harder sprints to win than the Goodwood and the Newmarket. So I would say if we get them in that sort of form, they're going to be good competitive runners for $10 million. The thing about this race for a sprinter, the prize money's six or seven times bigger than the second biggest sprint in Australia. So
yeah.
It's something if you've got the right horse, you really should angle towards it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're working through them here. How special was Saturday with Extra Zero?
Yeah, it was really special. We set him for the race. We tried to time him to peak him for his 100th run, and the fairy tale came off. So the old boy was exceptional. It was probably some people that do form, so it was one of his best runs in his life. So from the position he was in, he had to pull out a big one, and he did. So it was great.
Geez, he came good, though, didn't he? He really reeled him in.
Yeah. He'll be retired in the near future, but not off a career best run.
No, I was going to say, he's a 10-year-old or rising 11, as we know, but you couldn't do it after last week.
Yeah, look, he's only one poor run off being retired, but I just think he's a really happy old horse. He's healthy, and there's another race at Flemington in 3 weeks that he'll be very hard to beat him.
Okay. Now, the other one was Sovereign Nation from the weekend. What are your expectations on that horse?
Yes, he's got an entry in the Stradbroke, but I'm just a bit worried how the track's riding up there.
Yep.
I think he's a horse that likes even ground, not that sort of choppy ground that they're getting a bit there.
Yep.
So he'll probably be trained for the Winter Plate series, but we'll keep one eye on the Brisbane races for the 10th. We'll see how the Stradbroke's looking, but on the same day there's a Winter Plate series heat at Flemington, which is similar to what he won.
Yep, okay. All right, we'll monitor that, and obviously it comes down to track condition. I'm just looking at the next 3 or 4 days. You've got runners galore. I'm not going to go through them or try to, but have you got anything that our listeners can remember?
Well, it's a Sydney-based channel. So Canny Essence won up there the other day.
Yeah.
And he's come back. He looks like he's thrived since he's been back at Lindsay Park. And he's running with Dee Oliver on at Sandown. He strikes me as a really, really good chance.
That's race 9, number 1, Canny Essence there. We've got to be patient. It's the last race at Sandown on Saturday, but there's one for us, race 9, number 1. Dave, thank you for all that. It's the stable is supplying plenty of news, and we thank you for your time. Good luck with Darren up north on Saturday.
Thanks, Andrew.